Joe sees in for Katie. If you have young kids in the car, you might want to turn it down. We're going to be talking about, we'll give you a couple seconds to turn the radio down. 3, 2, 1. The Hawk to a girl, if you missed it.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk to and spit on that thing. You get me?
Yes. Parents are so proud.
The fastest viral video probably in history.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know there's an extended video.
Yeah.
She was interviewed for a while, her and her friend.
Yeah.
And she didn't just say one thing that was like that. I mean, that was the most, that's the one that stood out. I mean, she was all in and then talking about, anyway, the guy was then flirting with her that was interviewing her and trying to get her phone number. Of course you would. Why wouldn't
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk too and spit on that thing. You get me?
You get me. A preschool teacher, wonderful.
But no, I don't think anymore. I think yesterday I read she could have been let go.
No, it's...
Was that fake?
It was,
yeah, it was fake.
Fake news.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't click on it because it was clickbait and I didn't feel like clicking on it. So I figured it might be.
We all saw it too. We're like, oh, she got fired. And I guess she still could be fired. But she's a preschool teacher. But, you know, they have their own personal lives, whatever. But anyway, let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, because now there's a rush to be the first to trademark Hawk Tua. And how's that even work? You know, like, anyone can just do it? Let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, dozens of people have flooded the trademark office with applications for everything from, of course, you know, T-shirts and hats and the like, to sexual lubricant, chewing tobacco, toothpaste, hair products, all kinds of beverages, sexual stimulants, and hot sauce. So all of those people want to use that that for their brand. And they can. I mean, potentially. So you can have lots of different products using the same word or phrase. Like, for example, you have Delta Faucets and you have Delta Airlines, right? Mm-hmm. So the same exact word, two very different products. The way it works is that the trademark office, in determining which ones they're going to approve, they key in on likelihood of confusion. And is it a similar brand? Is it a similar product?
Mm-hmm.
They actually have categories. They have 45 classes of products. And as long as, like, one application is in a different class of products, they're probably going to approve both. You know, so as long as there's not some kind of likelihood of confusion. So, you know, it's very different if you put it on, you know, a clothing product versus a hair product. And so, and you don't have to be the original person who said it, like in this situation. We're not sure if Haley Welch has applied for a trademark. If she has, she has not done it in her individual name. If she's done it, she's done it in some sort of, because a lot of these are corporate entities that are applying.
Oh.
She did partner with a clothing company right away called Fathead Threads, and they already grossed $65,000 in T-shirt sales.
Jeez.
Wow. I've still seen that much.
What, a couple days?
It just seems worldwide. That means it's such a viral video.
Yeah, so viral. Yeah, it's crazy.
But I just heard about the T-shirts yesterday. But maybe they've been out there.
Let me ask
longer.
You, though, Lisa. So prior usage, let's say I go out and I create labels Hawk Tua for my whatever it is, my coffee, per se. And I go out there and I'm starting to sell them right now without a trademark. Do I get, am I good enough now because I started it and I had prior usage without the trademark?
No, you really need the trademark.
But what is the prior usage thing then?
So you can get, if there's two competing brands and they've both applied for a trademark, sometimes the trademark office will look to prior use and who used it first if you both apply.
So but this if one is like person, after time, like if, let's say for instance, this has been going on for a few years and now somebody wants to trademark something, that's when they look at it?
So yeah, they look at it when there's a trademark, either application or dispute. And so if you can't trademark something just by usage like you can with copyright. Copyright, you get certain copyright rights even if you don't apply for any kind of official copyright license or you don't properly document your copyright just by using it. But trademark's a little bit different. You really have to register your mark. And they will look at competing marks, who's been there longer, as a factor, but it's not determinative.
So you're saying, like, somebody, if they sort of had like a Hawk Tua brand for a while, and then somebody else tried to do a different Hawk Tua brand, and then they had a dispute, but they had already both, like, applied for something, then they would see who started it first, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be one of the factors.
Not just somebody just
look at was who,
not
right.
just saying it out in public.
Because we had an issue, I'm not going to get too detailed, but it's been resolved. But we had an issue with a name. We have radio stations in the Southeast all over, but we had of a name of a show, and then all of us, and that's been on for years, and all of a sudden another show with the exact same name pops up in a different part with on these podcasts. And then we kind of was like a cease and desist and whatnot. And there was a lot of that, what they call that prior usage talk.
Oh, I see.
Because that is definitely a factor. And, you know, so if it had gone forward, then there would have been, that's what one of the factors that the courts look to. But I'm imagining they probably, most people don't want to have to spend the money on attorney's fees to fight that out. And so a lot of times if you've been using something, they'll back down.
I see.
Talking to official attorney Lisa Lanier, what are your thoughts just in general about the Hoctua girl? Just not legally, just the whole phenomenon of the Hoctua, because it's everywhere.
I mean, it's funny.
Right.
And I think, you know, it's interesting. Like, I fell for that line, same as you guys did. I saw that line about she got fired. And I didn't click on the article either. I just saw the headline. I was like, oh, that's too bad. You know, she got fired. And then I read later that that was fake news. I mean, it's just really, it's an incredible phenomenon. And I think, you know, I think our country kind of needs a laugh, you know?
I agree.
And so I think it's great. You know, I mean, I think, and it's, you know, whatever. I mean, it's her little minute of fame. She should cash in on it every which way she can and ride it while she can, because it's probably going to fizzle out pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. What happened, like, when I saw that headline, too, that the preschool fired her because of that comment. But there's a lot of this lately with, like, OnlyFans and things that people do and school teachers. And I know every state is different, and some states are the right to work state. But is it, for the majority, can somebody on those grounds fire you because of outside of your workplace of saying something like that? Can you get fired for that?
You can. Yeah, you can. A lot of teachers and cops are getting, a lot of folks that have OnlyFans pages are getting fired if they are in a, you know, a public service capacity where their employer either has like a moral clause in their contract, or they have some allegation that it's interfering with their ability to do their job. You know, because like teachers, they're saying, you know, the kids can, you know, can see these, you know, theoretically. I mean, I don't know how a kid gets on OnlyFans, but I mean, they get, you know, they can, I'm sure. But you know, they're saying that it the teacher's not going to be taken seriously. The teacher's going to, it's going to, some, you know, it's going to cause some parents to disagree with kind of the morality of it. And so it's going to be disruptive. That's kind of the idea with teachers. And a lot of teachers have been fired for it. And most of them have not been able to regain their job. It's pretty unusual. And a lot of cops, too, a lot of who have OnlyFans pages, especially if they do uniform, you know, if they're in uniform on the, that's a big no-no. Don't wear your uniform in the OnlyFans.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, very good. She's an awesome official attorney of Jared and Katie Morning. Thank you so much. If you're injured on the job, contact her right away. And she does a lot more than that, but contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you gotta give him that huck and spit on that thing.
She's gonna make more money from t-shirts in a week than she'll probably make in 5 years as a teacher.
Exactly.
Wow.
Just answering some dumb question while apparently she'd been drinking.